being should never understand how can it be granted. Many good things can be clever. The clever thing, intelligent thing, inventive thing, technological thing, very simple. Aggressive thing, yes, but just. And apparently, men is not satisfied. He wants to be something else, something else. There are no words in the category. Some somebody else, not just a king. Then I have to continue to be successful in discovering the world. It's too hard to begin and end the identification of the other people with all their opportunities.
He is honest. I mean, that's not criminal, of course. You will help this young man. But without sharing inwardly, the travail and suffering and misery of the unfortunate person to whom he extends help and aid. His very being is outward oriented. He sees just the cross of the earth. He never tries to penetrate into the inner core. He is a man who is not curious to find out what is behind the veil. He is bound to the concept and very precise. He knows when he has understanding for detail, because he is an objective. He knows nothing, but he knows nothing of the innumerable world of individual conception. He is concerned with just the one world, namely, the world of things. The zero of the aim of matter, stages one the zero aim of matter. What does it mean that God created man for this world? It's like God will man. God will man. To look upon himself as a human, and to feel himself a part of that natural cosmic core, and feel his rootedness in the soul of the soul. However, this is more or less the portion of the image which I try to project of men in the image. And being as a reality, as an existential experience. Now that my mind is so enough of men subject. I subject, not I object. Secondly, there is another existential experience. Man is also in the thing, is concrete. Can touch him, you can see him, you can talk to him, you can communicate with him. Be the reality. That is what he's capable of. He's a producer, he's a manufacturer, he's a manufacturer. He wants to move. But no matter where you are, you just be a part of the system. The system of things we need. But man is also an intangible figure. Remote from the scene of input and phenomenal reality. Yes, man is an intangible figure, man subject. Yes, he is present in the world of input. However, at the same time, not completely belonging. Revealing something which is not part of this world, of this world of electricity. He is entangled among things in events, but nevertheless, he feels from time to time as a stranger, who is lonesome for his real home. Man somehow transcends his own consciousness and feeling to the point of finding himself in the embrace of another reality. And that reality is that I subject. It is a reality which cannot be found. It's not a thing. There is no concreteness. The I is not something anymore. It's not concrete, not the concrete reality, possessing gravity, stimulating the obstacles, or that coherence is the subject that I'm spoke of, subject knower, who is inseparable from man being. But there is something in man which can never be caught in the crucible of objectification. It can never be, in something can never become rebel into objectivity, into it being. Interesting is the Ramban in Gracious. I cannot explain everything in the Ramban. Vayita Bhatta Krishna Sura Chaya says the Ramban, who are Hashem Hagadol? This is the breath of the Almighty, the peace that's the Lord. Out of his mouth we learn wisdom and intelligence. Geometria, whoever blows a breath into the nostrils of somebody, the Mishmosin in the name, it gives the person a part of his head. Umar more of the secret, and that's what is stated in the secret. Nidorim, whoever takes a vow, can nishta the higher, is likened to one who swore by the light of the king. Shavuot, whoever takes an oath, can nishta the Melachat. Is equal to one who serves by the king himself. Baal HaPishen Hal Medavor, Zecha Medavor, Chal HaGishen Tefei Lash. I cannot explain the whole Ramban. The Ramban says something very strange. That in the Pesach, Balita Bata Krishna Tzchul Ura Chai, we find an allusion to the Dorim Mishmet. To the Dorim Mishmet, you know, but never to the Mishmet. You know what the Ramban means? I cannot explain it in detail. You know very well that Neder is a insuchetter. Neder applies to many things, to many objects. Shavuos are insuchetter. Shavuos is applicable to men subject, to I subject. This is Chaya Rishon the Chayin Akshah. It's exactly what the Ramban was saying. That God creates the man. As a human being, as an object and as a subject, as a thing and an intention personality. And in our local television, a certain time, we never know the little bit of the world, the distinction between other machines. At this juncture, we are confronted with many subjects. Whose existence already is central, man persona. Man is not perfect anymore. He's delusive. Man is not the maker of an establishment. He's an individual. There is no more existential goal. God is the uniformity and monastic being to which the order of things is exposed. The existence of many subjects is already unbounded, not at the surface. Unbounded. It is intangible and it is mysterious. Many subjects. Man object is an open book. Man subject is a mystery. You know why it's a mystery? You know why man subject is a mystery? Why? Possibly because there is anyone who says he can hide himself. He can disguise himself. He's not exposed to the inquiring eye. And it is an mir Leben brechen. Bei Schabbi und der Schabbi stehen, mit mir die Schämmere gehen, bei dem Kram die Schämmere gehen am Oder, bei dem an mir ein Jakob. Und wenn ich so ein Kind, das wieder stand, bevor der Almighty, der Gott kommt und der Mann, der sagt, und der Himmel wäre aber, in die Gabe und Wische von Lippen und Ohren zu liefern. Nowhere ever may be to where Rasha has his pleasure. Rasha has a Gidea. He knew. So he knew nothing else. But this is not the question was not actually. The question was not on behalf of himself. This is the question God asked man, the Almighty asked man, the Father of man, Jacob, on behalf of countless future generations, on behalf of the millennial centuries of anticipated human history, where are you? Who are you? Then who are you? With one first thing so, it was not only kicked in the unknown humanity to the down, to his fellow man. It's a mystery to himself. It's not addressed himself. Why is it confusing with the armor? They said, I get up. Wow! He just echoed the word of the Almighty and the Lord of creation and human history. Rest of the salvation of God and I get up. Let it turn to the sea. By them too. And the God asked, I get up. And reached the grave of the Almighty. Quite noteworthy is the second moment of Hagar. In the world, in our world,
according to the traditions of antiquity, as
without the need of liberation, to the destruction of the geometric world. Simply, the point cannot be explained, cannot be described, cannot be measured. It is not a thing at all. It is not a thing at all. Yet, what the Kabbalists used to call the point, it is the Achei, the origin. It is the Makor, the creation of everything. Per se is not a thing. It is the Makor, the creation, the origin, the Achei of everything. The point in itself is not perceptible, nor considerable. Yet, without the point, we cannot imagine the geometric world. The Kabbalists call the point Nekude Kadmeh, the less Machshavte Tisaveh, the Achei. The origin that the human mind is not able to place into a certain frame of reference or a certain frame of thinking. The discursive thinking that man has no categories to accommodate something dimensionless or something which is not. And yet, again I repeat, this nothing, this unreal, is the Achei, after all. Whoever knows this is about Kabbalah. And the human high subject, the human personality is like the point. Is it any dimension? I subject, you know. I think it's dimension. Is it perceptible? No. Is it observable? No. Is it real? I'll ask you what you want to know. If you understand by analogy something which is related to the system, something observable, something which simulates my optical nerve, something which simulates my jet camera, my acoustic nerve, something which I can touch, something which is extendable space, something which is included in the coordinate system, I want to say no. If you want to say it's unreal, I don't care. But without the eye subject, you cannot imagine the eye object. Think of that man, he's unimaginable. He's behind every man thing, man object, eye subject. Now, there is the change of the metaphysic of man. It is the change from an awareness of oneself, which asserts itself in concrete symbols. I exist because I look at you. I exist because I touch my own. I exist because I feel my thought. I exist because I take my power. I exist because I have faith. I exist because I can walk, because I can rise, I can stand up, I can lie down, I can do exercise, and so forth. So this is the awareness of humanity. What is the awareness of humanity? It's hard to describe. You mostly this awareness of self itself. In a certain feeling of estrangement and alienation of men's subject from society. more beautiful, something more exalted, something more strong. Nothing can be less, nothing can be more for the impossible. He's there beyond sweet, he's there beside. He does behold the vision, no subject before him. Let us take a look into the descriptive psychology of one subject. The psychological image that one subject projects is completely different from the image of one object or one thing. In fact, it is the very antithesis of what objectified man stands for. One subject has inward. The living expression is not called the living. It is not satisfied just this surface existence. It is a vacuous around him. He thinks primarily in pictures, beholds beautiful vision. He is original, unique to the extent of being misunderstood. He defies stereotypes, cliches, but sometimes suffers self-institutions. He descends to his soul, discovers his absence of institutions. Or is it not? No cliches, no grand eloquence, are tolerated, is tolerated, is great to the point of being. His feelings are fixed, not like the emotional life of young things, which has no limits, float on the surface. Neither his sadness, nor his joy, nor his hatred, nor his love of young things, meaning today a friend, tomorrow a friend. What does the Irish politician say? Be aware of your friends, because they are the enemies of tomorrow. That is characteristic of man object, but not of man subject. This is characteristic of man who is seen with the head, but of man who is seen with the dimension of woman. That makes a difference. Emotionalized, deep-seated, consuming, at once violent, not about me. The idea is everything. The world does not speak significant. To the many things, with regard to many things, the attribute is true. The idea is nothing. The world. Men subject, the eye subject, is not always fair, because man subject sometimes displays extremism. And in a connect, man thing is not a connect, is not an extremism. It's not always fair, but many times compassion. He shares in the distress of his fellow man. He's not always strong. He can be balanced. Job acts of many things, but often seized by a great warmth and kindness. His spiritual perfection, unlike many things, who slowly, gradually built up his sensations, his impressions, man, the spiritual perception of man subject is abrupt, certainly abrupt. He lacks precision contrary to many things. And contrary to many things, he does not handle well, cannot employ the method of induction. Induction is not his forte. However, he is a genius. posture they gain. In addition to this, the artistic big strong performance. He lacks perceptivity for the detail, for the minutia. He is impatient as far as detail is concerned. However, he is very sensitive to the grandeur of the whole, to the configuration, the beautiful sweeping curve, and straight line, ending in infinity. He sees everything, contrary to men's thinking. Men's subject sees everything, not in total design. Men's subject projects the outline, the grand conception. Men's feelings feel as far as the difference is concerned. Men think sedate, self-righteous, rooted in his phrase, can distinguish between the possible and impossible. Men object is subject, is visionary, and quite often confuses.
He is a reality, he
aware of the anti-habit current. Men should experience ontological dialectics, duality, which are in the world in these various ways. You ask me, what is men supposed to do? Sometimes we act as men object. Sometimes we act as men object. Sometimes we act as a real thing. Not only the time of creation, but also in the 내가 지금 안 가르치고 내려서 그리고 댓글에 나와요. 댓글에 나와 있는데
final moment.
one individual, only one individual. He's a leader, he's a prophet, he's a priest, he's a great teacher. All of you are individual, and nothing but an individual. One lonely man, not many things, have no influence. It is man's object. One man individual, object, no mystery. One protest man makes the multitude stop before they all come around to the others. The individual sends the message. Not for him, there would be something. The people, the community, lost its birth in many times. The charismatic, electric individual, who is, if I may call it expression, a crisis personality, the chosen individual, the prophet of the world, intervenes and rescues the people. Molding to the middle of his own, during the harvest channel, during the dark air, encounter, in the Yoga Arcano,
the mere fact that people are saved is not
to Satan, to demonstrate that God had forsaken the Jews. Apparently, the rebellion of that size, that the great act of mercy and grace of charity itself, not only in the fact that the Jews survived, but also in the presence of great leaders of individuals, which would be the doubtless individuals, the people that have survived. The Irish subject plays an important role in the Jewish history, and the climax of it. In some respect, the Irish subject makes it. Of course, not in the sense of collide and conflict with their father, but his responsible history, his role, his death of the crisis personality. So, that's my subject, the last of my subject. However, if you take a look at the other document in the Bible, and we find the opposite opinion to the first opinion. A few days come tonight, we will read about the challenge of Esther, loving the American Baptist Shalom, the appeal for the king, and to lead for the people. Why she supposed to sacrifice her life? The Leicester said in her answer that entry in the inner court will most probably end in death, Mordechai will get there and hold her to risk her life and to be ready for the supreme sacrifice. He started there to try to enter the inner court, even though the danger was obvious. And the chances of success, that's it. You know the need, the Torah demands that the individual, we should sacrifice himself for all, for the community. Just the opposite. When the Torah told us about creation of the individual man, about the conclusion of the covenant of the individual man, and about the role of the individual during crisis. Just remember, the individual means nothing if the destiny of the community is at stake. And that Shabbos will be again. Even the great Moses, who was called by the Almighty, lived away the shepherds of God. So the Lord in Rabbi says, go be down, for thy people that down, let us up out of the land of Egypt, have dealt corruptly. The Lord of us remarks, look your suffering on, do not have the strong. They say, sure, this is not a mission. I have given this mission, all the prayers of the Catholic Master. You are great, you are loved, you have a life, you have a life, you have a life, you have a life, you have a you are courageous, but only for their sake, not for your own sake. I see them now, only because of them. When they get instance of our time, this navigation, nation was excommunicated by a unit of the heavenly power. Nation excommunicated. Why? What did they do? Something who is in the back of the story. Moses' position in Jewish history. Then what happened? What happened to Moses? He was the people. And the leader of the people loses his greatness. He's excommunicated by the Lord. This is not a philosophy of men's subjects. Thank you. object finds the reason for his existence, from the other he is sad. He doesn't need any community. Here the philosophy of an object, of many things, comes to expression. I do exist.
Right. Jewish history, experience. Then we are
is what our historical destiny. The Jews did not live by their laws, by the intellect, but by the mysterious will. I don't know what name they're going to come with. James speaks about a new belief. Biologists speak about a new belief to survive. I don't know what the mysterious will is here. Yet that we are still at it. Not our reason to reflect, but in compliance with the secret, mysterious and destiny. The Jews agreed by completely non-empirical faith at rules, non-empirical, they fashion the rules, and by those fashioning the rules, they did read. There is some feeling. Your bold thrust, an unqualified total dedication to a mysterious past and an unknown future, their tenacity, their unreasoning tenacity to survive as a spiritual entity, spiritual entity. All those things in our habit we recognize another character of the newly the majestic pragmatic utilitarian laws and so on. For the empirical addition, there are no absolute laws for which you have to sacrifice the law. Let me just know what ultimate. But everything on that thing is relative. Intertwined with the family of social mores and social ethos. Law is changed, laws are modified, amended, and there is no eternal way of working. But do we need that logic? No. We are committed to all things. We are still committed to asking God. We try to see it in the time. Let us wait. The safety book, the resume of our life, the good school, open the direction, and speak the direction. The resume that is powerful, the resume that is powerful experience. Not only the Jews now, it's all the Jews from the diaspora as well. important decisions, decisions about relationships between the Jewish community and the non-Jewish community, between the Jewish faith and the Christian church, basic decisions. And certainly the Apostle Paul not only has his role in basic decisions, but making the basic historical decisions is not clear with the practical about your own decisions in the effect of people. We did not consult the empirical logic prior to our taking on our commitments, absolute commitments. We did not think out rationally the consequences of such obligations we have taken on. You have such commitments which are binding. We are seized by violent transcendental powers, by mysterious will. As we have reached suddenly, abruptly, basic decisions. And we have not engaged in inquiry and thorough examination. That's exactly what Chazal said about Nasa. Chazal has built up Nasa Nishma to a Messiah. The Jews are saying Nasa Nishma have achieved great, great heights. What's so wonderful about Nasa Nishma? Not so wonderful. What's exactly the substance of Nasa Nishma? What is Chazal to see Nasa Nishma as the central idea of an eternal people? Why is the war of St. Paul so significant? What's the answer? Nasa Nishma means basic decisions are made without consulting, without reason, without careful logic. Nasa, we commit ourselves to Nishma, to the divine. If the Jews had said Nishma,
return to Shulamite. completely attached to them. Men have changed. Enough serving our Lord to the glorious stars on high. Enough indulging in this indescribable inebriation of reality, in the saving madness of the world, in the saving madness, in the ecstasy of a subject who is born in the world, a mystic, an artist, a genius, a prophet, to whom the world is not just a collection of things and facts and hard facts, but a living, human, and questing organism, truly our surroundings, the devil of Shulamai, the Nechaz of God, who will attempt to understand him. But going better on the spiritual, he still doesn't understand the Jew. Perhaps now more than ever, you know that. Don't understand the Jew. And yet, we'll try, we'll make him understand him, to understand him, to rationalize thy commitment, and to bring them in accord with our body, with empirical body, with utilitarian pragmatic body, with the logic of men's subject, men's thing. But what does this wild show of interest? What's your reply? What's your response to that summons, to that challenge, to that invitation? It's pretty, there is this invitation. What is the answer? What can you see in that Shulamite? You will never appreciate her aspirations. You will never share her enthusiasm. You always fail to grasp her determination, her readiness to sacrifice. You will never understand her intoxication, her great purpose. Like a gypsy dancer, entangled in an interminable net dance, involved in a mad rush, in an out-of-calling movement. She's carried willingly into vast boundless spaces to a man of destination. She couldn't stop. Dancing, the eternal dance, even if she wanted to. I subject, or here it's not men subject, here it is women subject, the woman mystery, Shulamai the clandestine, the enigmatic enough, the eternal dance. Hero of the great historical drama of the Song of Songs. Again, the dialectic of men was held down for her into a historical dialectic of the Jew. And let me ask you another question. Did not Joseph, Lord Joseph, personify the grand dialectic of two bodies, one of the organizer, the executive, man of reason, and one of the dreamer, of the visionary, of the prophet, of the inspired personality? On the one hand, he was the executive, great executive, prime minister of Egypt,
We are lucky.